I'm here this morning with Fletcher, the butler. And Fletcher, what could you do for me, should I ask you?
Just about anything, actually. I'm part of a group called The Butlers, and for the past 6 years we've been offering our services during the Edinburgh Festival, and we ask, how may we be of service? And literally, we will help anyone in any way that they require, and it's all free, and this is our form of performance.
And what have you been asked to do this week, then?
This week so far, I have written and recited a sonnet for a cast of a show. I have sung a couple of songs to various people. I have been a butler at a picnic in a park where a young man wanted to give a young lady a special event. So he took her to the park for a picnic, and then I turned up and officiated at the picnic. I have been to see shows. I've been commissioned to make up the numbers in audiences. I have cooked breakfast for somebody.
Okay, we need to know more about the breakfast. What did you cook?
That was a full cooked breakfast, bacon, eggs and fried bread for the cast of a show who were getting up in the morning very hungover from having celebrated the start of their show the night before, and felt that they needed someone to ease them into the day. And so it was myself and another butler turned up there and assisted with the start of the day for them.
And you mentioned that there's another butler. There are, is it six or seven of you?
Seven in total. This is the record number of butlers that we've brought here, and we all have our own specialist services that we provide. So each of us ranges across the city doing different things for different people. My specialism is delivering messages, so it's another thing I have been doing. I will hand deliver a butler message on a silver platter to anybody in Edinburgh.
And you say it's free, but surely people are nice enough to give you a tip. Is it a butlery thing to do, to take a tip?
We don't accept tips, actually. So if people try and give us a tip, we politely refuse. And if people force tips upon us, then we make sure that we donate those to charity rather than keep them. Because part of the ethos behind our act is that it is altruistic, that we are providing a service for free, because it's something that isn't done much in today's society. And what we're trying to do is to stimulate a joyous reaction to our performance.
And so you're funding then your stay in Edinburgh and any activities that you might get up to on your own. You're funding that all from your own pockets then?
Yes, I shouldn't say this really, but we all do have other day jobs which allows us to self-fund our visit here. And it used to be that we'd come up here just to watch shows, but we found that we always felt a bit like outsiders in the festival. Now we're as inside as you can possibly get. And although it's like a holiday for all of us, at the same time we get a lot of satisfaction out of being part of everything that's going on.
And you have had formal butler training, is that correct?
We watched a lot of episodes of Jeeves and Wooster. But all of us come from performance backgrounds, so we apply what we know about butlers and our own performance skills to the work that we do.
And what is your normal day job?
My normal day job is that I am a university lecturer teaching performance.
That's why you're so good at what you do.
That's probably why I'm the sort of head butler. I boss everybody else around and tell them how to do what they do.
And what are you planning to do for this afternoon? You have some engagements, I understand, this afternoon.
Yes, constantly busy. We've been commissioned to flyer a show at some point. We're hoping that the weather dries out a little bit for that. Also, we're going round to somebody's flat later on to clean their flat, myself and Hopkins, the butler, and also to stick those little flyer, those little sheets they put over the top of their flyers when they've got a review. We have to staple those to 5,000 flyers or something like that. I'm also commissioned to see a show later on from a gentleman who I had a lovely conversation with in a bar, and he loved the butlers, and he said a butler would love our show. So I'm going along to see if he's right.
And if anyone does have any specific butlering requests, how can they get in touch with you?
They can ring me up on my mobile phone, which is 07960 294 693, or for more details of the other butlers, they can go to our website, which is www.wearebutlers.co.uk.
Thank you, Fletcher. I'll have to think of something for you to do now.
It would be a pleasure to be of service. Thank you.